Welcome, welcome, welcome to CNC Chat Chat. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Cardelia Reed, at least one of them, right? I think we have two hosts.
Yes, we do. I'm the second. I'm Claudia DiMartino. Welcome. And welcome to CNC Chat Chat, where CNC stands for our names, Cardelia
Absolutely.
And Claudia, Claudia and Cardelia.
Yes, yes.
And on this program, we chat about life issues from a biblical perspective. And we come to you with absolutely no masks, no pretense, no script. And it's just us keeping it real because that's what I want. And I figured you'd like the same thing.
So there's no fake. You don't
fake.
Like it. Okay, you don't want the fake. You know, this is part three of character refinement. And, you know, we really got deep on the last one. I think I had already spoke. We were going to get a little deep. But, you know, I want to talk about something because, you know, I know that we have all kinds of people watching this program. And people are looking for more. They're hungry for something so supernatural these days. And a lot of us are. It's like either you believe in that, you pretend it don't exist. Or you walking in that world on the dark side, or you love the light side, which is like me and Claudia. So on that, I want to talk about Colossians, because we end it with a powerful note, 2:10. And in Christ, you have been brought to the fullness. You have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority, right? Okay. He is the head of every power and authority. One thing I love about God's word, every single word means something. Every power and authority, meaning if you are, because we talked about false gods, if you are an idol gods, if you are actually bowing down to any idol gods, an idol god can also be yourself. If you're looking more to yourself, if you're loving yourself too much, more than you're loving the Lord, if you're a believer and you're so focused on your looks, you're so focused on something else, you're focused on your husband or even your kids, He is the head over every power. They cannot give you any power. You're giving your power away. And that takes away from the character of who you are. And it takes you backwards and not forward. When we talk about character refinement, we're talking about moving forward and upward only and growing and developing in Christ. And the processes, which is Claudia's favorite word, the process of taking you to who Christ is. So I would love for us to give a lot of examples of ourselves doing this one. So I think my lovely co-host would like to give us an example of herself.
There are so many.
There's so many. I mean, pull a rabbit out of the hat, you know?
Okay. Well, the biggie for me.
Yeah.
I spent over 22 years in corporate America. I was a marketing executive.
Yeah.
I went to school, got my MBA, the whole nine yards. And I wasn't happy, but what I did, I persevered. I did what the world wanted me to do. I needed my MBA to move up the ladder in corporate, so I was working around the clock, and then I was going to school at night three nights a week to get my MBA, to get into marketing. Did it happen? Yes. Was I happy? No. Because it wasn't what I was called to do.
Right.
I always wanted to be an actress, but I buried it. I absolutely buried it. So then, I've told this before, so I'm not going to belabor it, but I was in Manhattan on 9/11, and it was a day I'll never forget. None of us will.
Right.
But I didn't know, I was realizing that life was too short, and I was miserable. And soon after that, in November, I walked out of corporate. I didn't know what I was going to do next. Fast forward, the Lord guided my steps. I was crying out to Him.
Yeah.
And I got into acting in New York. I was given a package, and I was had some time, and I took a class when one thing led to another. That was in, I started that journey in 2002.
Absolutely.
It's now 2020. I felt I left. I felt I followed the leading of the Lord in every way. He always gave markers along the way that I was in His will. I moved out to California in 2005 in February. I sold my house, did everything. It has been the most roller coaster ride I have ever been in my life.
Yep.
Do I love acting? Yes, I do. Has God had to refine me in this process? Absolutely. I was looking to the thing, and I wasn't looking to God.
Mm. That's real
deep. I'm gonna get a little emotional here, okay?
Yeah, it's real deep.
I started doing what I love to do, what I was called to do. Did I get acting work? Some. Did I get what I wanted? Not yet. Do I believe? Absolutely. Did I think I'm crazy? Absolutely. Did I want to quit? Absolutely. Because God was taking too long. And I felt I made mistakes. I missed it.
Right.
But what I wasn't paying attention to was how God was changing me.
Mm-hmm. The journey.
The process, the journey.
Yes, absolutely.
And how he was growing me with every disappointment, with everything that didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. It made me reach for him more.
Mm-hmm.
I argued with him. I yelled at him. He didn't yell back. He waited for me.
That's wonderful.
Because when I said, Jesus, come into my heart, I meant it. I didn't know it was going to be this tumultuous journey. Am I sorry? No.
Wow.
Have I grown? Yes. Have I been transformed into a new creature? Yes.
That's wonderful.
Am I still being transformed into a new creature? Absolutely. Because each day, God brings us higher if we let him. And there's a call on my life. There's a call on your life. And I've been willing to pay the price for God to bring me into the fullness of what he's called me to do. I've had screaming Mimi fits. I've told God, I can't take this anymore. I want to quit. But he's long-suffering. He knew I was going to say things like that. He knew, but he created me with a very tenacious personality. And even though I said I've had enough, did I ever think that I'd be doing this?
Neither one of us did.
No. Yeah. And this surprised both of us.
Yeah.
It happened so fast.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to say something because I know there are people out in other countries that are watching this. You said something critical. She talked about the journey. And I know there's a housewife sitting watching this. I know there's someone probably in a village that got hold to social media and you're watching this. I know there's someone probably in the office, someone at home. The key is finding joy where you are, which is exactly what she said. That is the key. And Paul talks about this in Philippians 3:1. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. And he said, it is no trouble for me to write these things to you. Because he himself was in chains when he was writing this. So the key is finding freedom in what you're doing. And with that freedom, you get Jesus. Actually, you know what? You go to Jesus first, and then you get the freedom. And then you have the faith.
Exactly.
And then you get the rejoicefulness. And remember, joy comes from the spirit. How do you get joy in your spirit? Well, that relationship time with the Lord. And reading God's word. As we're reading scripture, we cannot do this show without biblical verses, obviously.
That
is the basis. That is the foundation of this. So the key is getting to where you are and staying there long enough to get the joy. And as Claudia was saying earlier, you'll go around in circles and then circles and then circles and then circles until you get to that point. It's the potter's wheel. I once heard someone talk about the city of Bethany. In the city of Bethany, transformation took place. A whole lot of stuff was happening there. We're talking about, one of the last miracles was taking place with Lazarus, right? Yeah. So let's just say you're getting ready to go to the city of Bethany, or you're in the city of Bethany now. And chaos, there's so much is going on, and you haven't had a day of dry eyes. Your character refinement is in the process, so help me God. You're going to come out of this so fiery. Because you took the leap of faith, and you're even listening to this right now because you know where you are and you know where the Lord has you there for his purpose. So we pray about these things. Lord, let it be for your purpose, your will, your perfect will. Then all of a sudden, the dragon breathes on our house, about to blow the house down. And oh, Lord, how could you let this happen? Yeah. It's in God's will for it to happen. because he's testing you. It's character refinement for you to stay loving, stay calm, stay focused on the Lord. I'm probably sounding like a t-shirt right now, but stay focused on the Lord. It's critical.
Yeah.
It's critical, you know, but that is the refinement process. And that is what we're trying to drill in on part three of this, because it takes a long time to get that.
Yep.
And so let's just say Claudia came to California 25 years ago, right? And you went right into acting, and you went right into the world, and you were thrust so hard. It was a big shock on you, and you became like everybody else. Surely we would not be sitting here right now.
That's the truth.
You could have those millions. You could have the fame, but you would not have Jesus.
I wouldn't compromise. I would not compromise. Because, yes, I was maybe in the Lord 13 years when I came out here. So I'd grown enough.
Absolutely.
But I have that. I'm just one of those people. I want to do it right.
Yeah, I know this. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Meaning, I don't want to stray from the good. I want to live life the way God wants me to live it. And I used to put so much pressure on myself. It was ridiculous.
Absolutely.
But I have a scripture here, and we've talked about process. We've talked about this is not a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
In scripture, and I didn't exactly write down where it comes from, but it says, it references runners. We're in a race, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?
Mm.
Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training.
Mm-hmm.
They do not get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get the crown that will last forever.
Yes,
I mean, in life, everything is fleeting.
Absolutely.
There's a scripture in Isaiah. It says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever.
Absolutely.
And so the things of this earth are temporal. I mean, they come, they go, things change. You know, what you thought you wanted, you didn't want, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But the whole point is, this is a race, and anybody who's ever done athletics or anything that is a discipline that you really need to press in to achieve your goal, that's your prize.
Right.
You know, and Jesus is our prize. Our destiny is our prize.
Absolutely.
And that is not achieved overnight. Now, in the last episode, we referenced the potter's wheel.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the clay and smooshing it. Well, years ago, I did ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stunned I did ceramics, but I did do ceramics. And, I mean, I didn't create from clay. The objects were already made, but I had to, you know, painstakingly, you know, trim away excess, form it to the way I wanted, paint it, get it to the way I liked it to be, and then it went into the kiln. And the kiln is hot fire.
Yeah.
Because it is the one place where it will be refined.
The refining process.
To be put on display.
Absolutely.
It is refined as pure gold, as God wants to refine us as pure gold. And it needed to stay in the kiln for quite a while to get to that perfection.
Oh, and the perfection is to be like Jesus. Yeah. You know, I love that. Okay. Take a look around right now. If you can see it, it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mirror. If you can see it, it's got to go away.
Yeah.
This is why the journey is so important. Because the Lord knows that if we can see it, it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make anything that we see to last. He made the things we don't see to last. And that's where the faith process is. That's where the refinement process is. That's why Abraham was able to sit down and have lunch or dinner with the angel of the Lord. This is why Abraham was able to sit down, the man of faith. This is why Lot was able to sit down with the angels of the Lord, a friend of God. Because the process, these people were serious about the Lord. The process was something that they put in their hearts. Everywhere Abraham went, he built an altar. Well, no wonder he sat down and supped with the Lord. No wonder. So we're always refining that process. I'm sorry, when I think about supping with the Lord, I just get so excited. That's just a wonderful thing to be called a friend of the Lord. I know I took this to a whole new level quick, but think about it. Do you want to be a friend of what you see? Do you want to be a friend of something that's not going to last? No, you don't. Because you've tried that. That's why you're hurting right now. That's why you're looking for more. It doesn't last. It's the things that you don't see that will last. That's where your trust, your hope, your faith, your belief, that's where your refinement process, that's where it comes from, and that's where it's going, okay? Nothing stays here because it's not supposed to stay here. Being here is a test so that when you get to eternity, you can be trusted with more, with Rankins and reigning with the Lord Jesus. That's so much more. We talk about it in a whole different podcast later. That's a big subject.
Every time we do this, we open up another topic.
We do. That's a big one right there.
But as you're talking, we're talking about this character refinement and our destiny and what
Absolutely.
God has the best for us. He's got a plan for us. And I keep thinking of Joseph.
That's good. Yeah.
Now, Joseph was a favorite of his father. You know? And he got the coat of many colors when he was about 17 years old. And it prompted his brothers to jealousy. They were not happy. So he was thrown in a pit by his brothers to kill him. And they left him there to die. But he did not die. And he was sold into slavery into Egypt. And I can't even imagine what it was like, the betrayal
done
by your brothers.
Very hurtful. Absolutely.
And the brothers brought a garment with, they put goat's blood on it to tell the father that the son was killed. Joseph had got favor and he was brought into Potiphar's house. He was one of the chief people in Pharaoh's court.
Right.
Well, Pharaoh's Potiphar's wife went after Joseph. And he ran from her. The Lord tells us to flee. He would not allow himself to be tempted. Well, that did not go over well. And Potiphar had to make a decision. And Joseph was put in prison. But what I've learned is there were two prisons. There was the people's prison and the king's prison. He had favor and he was put in the king's prison. And that for 14 years. Imagine you've done nothing wrong and you get put in prison for 14 years.
I cannot even imagine that.
Well, he was learning because there were other prisoners from the king's, Pharaoh's court in the jail. So he was learning about the Pharaoh's court and the Pharaoh's kingdom.
He just turned around for his good.
Amen. But what happened was, he was an interpreter of dreams, and he interpreted the dreams of two prisoners, the baker, and I never remember the other one for some reason.
I can't even.
I don't, whatever. That's meaningless right now. But he asked them to please tell them that he can interpret dreams and that remember me. He said, remember me.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't remember him, and he got a little despondent over it. And it was not until a few years later. But just like David had to learn, Joseph was dealing with pride.
Absolutely.
And the pride needed to be stripped from him.
It took 2 years, right?
It took like 2 years for the pride to be stripped. And there is a
That's a long time if you're waiting. In prison.
You know, you can get pretty despondent. You can get pretty, here it is. But he feared the Lord.
Right,
he did.
Absolutely.
And in Proverbs 14:2-4, he who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord.
Yeah.
But he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them.
Oh, okay? That's so good.
So even though Joseph was being abused, even though God still was refining his character in the prison. So then 2 years later, one of the guys, Pharaoh had some dreams, and Joseph was remembered, and he was brought to the Pharaoh to interpret. Now here is God's plan.
Right. Absolutely.
He was now ready to be brought into the court of Pharaoh to use the gifts that God had given him. Unheard of, miraculous thing. Joseph interpreted the dreams. He's a Hebrew.
Right.
Okay? He became second to Pharaoh in the kingdom.
They call it from prison to prime minister.
Exactly. And he was used with the wisdom God gave him to secure Egypt from famine. Where
Absolutely.
The wisdom to store up food for 7 years because of the interpretation of those dreams. So, was it painful for him? Absolutely. Yeah. Was he refined? Absolutely. Was it painful? Yes. But he was now refined to the place that he could be in the court of Pharaoh, second to him, and then he has even more character refinement.
Yeah.
Because of the famine that hit,
right.
His brothers came to Egypt looking to trade for food, and
yeah,
they didn't even recognize him
yeah.
as the leader.
Yeah.
So with that said, because he feared the Lord, because his pride was gone, he could have had his brothers killed.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Oh,
no.
He forgave them.
He tested them.
Yeah.
He tested
yeah.
them, but he forgave them. He even created
that's
a banquet
good.
For them. So that's character refinement.
That is a perfect one. You know, one of the things that you think about, why is it that we want to hurry up and get to our destination? Because the truth is, Joseph would have been more comfortable had he not gone to the prison, right? He would have been more comfortable had he not had to wait another 2 years. He didn't know it was going to be 2 years.
No.
Why did we want to? Because the idea is, we're thinking, why did this even happen?
Yeah.
And then we think, I should not be in this situation. And then we think, we're very uncomfortable. Joseph was extremely uncomfortable. He was in a prison for a very long time. He had plenty of time to think about things.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. So why are we in a rush to be comfortable? Will we ever learn when we're comfortable? How many people do you meet and all of a sudden a pin drops, they fall apart? They, you know, somebody made them upset today, they fall apart. No character refinement. Ask yourself, which one would you choose to have? Refinement so that you're stronger and growing with more power, more endurance, more stamina, more perseverance, which, by the way, the end process of perseverance is love. That's the end process. More patience, more kindness, more peace. Because the rest of the world don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world is looking for comfort. They're looking for a quick solution to get out of a problem.
Exactly.
So think about this. The Lord is so good and so gracious. He allows those problems so that you can be more like him.
Yeah.
And some of us were made for disposal, as it says in Romans, it's Romans 9, actually. Some of us were made for disposal. We're not going to ever get that process. But you are one of the ones who are. You're chosen. You're called. You're part of a royal generation, a royal priesthood.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be like everybody else. I know we got to get ready to shut
yeah,
down.
I know. But I had gone to a conference once.
Yeah.
It was for people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget this, what the speaker said. I'll mention him. It was Devon Franklin, a
okay.
very wise
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Major voice in the
mm-hmm.
industry. I'll never forget this. He said, as in walking with the Lord,
yeah.
it's like being an actor
yeah.
on set.
Yeah.
We get a scene. We prepare the scene. That's all we know. That's all we see.
Mm.
But God is the director,
mm-hmm.
and he has the whole script.
Absolutely.
So he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
And this is when we need to dig deep and trust him
yeah.
that what we're going through, what we're dealing
yeah.
with to grow, to learn, to be tested, is to get us
mm-hmm.
to the end of the script.
Oh, that's so good.
Which is his plan for us.
Yes, absolutely.
And we shouldn't be doing it kicking and screaming. We should
yeah.
be doing it with joy in the suffering.
Well, that's what his word says. And by the way, his word is not optional.
Exactly.
And so but we can only get that way because we read it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we read it. And that's how people are grounded and founded. Don't blow when the wind blows. They stay grounded because they have the word. Okay, we're going to get ready to end this. Okay, Little Diary of Relationship Truths. You can find this on Amazon. And, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about, that relationship with the Holy Spirit, that one-to-one time, being in constant communication, being able to have instructions for your day, especially when it comes to your personal life, your romantic life. This book talks a lot about that. So look for it. And Claude is going to talk about her book
yeah,
real quick.
Mine is My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery. And My Wall is Red personifies victory. And I wrote this to inspire you to discover who you were born to be.
Mm-hmm.
But with that comes the challenges, the refinement, the refiner's fire. And it was not easy. But I'm here, and we're talking about the reality of walking with the Lord. And He has so much for us. And in the next episode, there's going to be one more episode for this series on the content of character, where we're going to talk about the benefits of walking in the Spirit.
Oh, that's good.
And how in the first episode, we talked about what it's like when you're not in the Spirit and you're walking in the world. Now we're going to do the flip side of what it means to be walking in the Spirit. And if you have a hunger for that, if you have a hunger to know the Spirit, with a hunger to know Jesus, you can ask Him into your heart now. You can say, Jesus, I've been listening to this. It's making sense, but I'm scared. I don't know what to do. Say yes to Jesus. Let Him be the Lord of your life. Come before Him with all humility and say, Lord, I bend my knee before You. I call You my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me of my sins. Mm-hmm. I ask You to be Lord of my life. I surrender to You. Refine my character. Show me who I am, who the real me is in You, because now I know whose I am. You are Jesus, the son and daughter of Jesus. Let the Lord come into your heart, change you, refine you, free you from the shackles of the world and what you've been living in your own character at this point in time. It's time to be free. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us.